anyone who has put roadblocks in your way, that springtime, the season of blooming, will be a sign to them that if they do not get out of your way, they shall perish. Tuning in to Chatting with Charity. Hey, what's up, riders? Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry I did not do a ride for you last Thursday. Mexico was so crazy that I was not able to really find time, quiet space, and the opportunity to do the podcast. But I want to tell you that what I have for you today, this message I am going to share with you, is going to absolutely blow your mind. As I continue to deepen my relationship with God and learn more about how he thinks about things, I'm often shocked because information is in plain sight, but somehow we don't have the vision to see it, right? So today's topic is called the bloom season. I love April. April is just beautiful because the trees are no longer naked, the world gets colorful, and it's just a beautiful time to enjoy fresh air. What I didn't quite understand or really realize is the symbolism of flowers in the Bible. If you're like me, you love to have fresh flowers in your house. I love going to Trader Joe's. They got the best, cheapest flowers. And I love just picking up a beautiful assortment of hydrangeas, maybe some eucalyptus leaves, and even some white roses. And I get inside of my house and I get so excited. I put them inside of the vases and I just stare at them as they bloom, 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 bloom. And then I get really sad as they start to die, die, die. And guess what I do? I go and I buy some more the next week. What's interesting about flowers is that flowers cannot survive too long outside of their root. They can't survive too long outside of the bushes. So by the time you trim that flower off of that stem and off of that tree or that branch or that bush, the flower is already dying. By the time we get it, it is already on its deathbed. But we don't see it like that because we love the idea of something blooming. We associate blooming with birthing. But that's not true. You know, the Bible declares or tells us that we should be like a tree planted by water with the roots. Roots is really where God speaks to us as humans and as children of Christ, that we are to be rooted in him and by the fresh water, rooted, right? Not uprooted. And what happens when we pluck leaves and when we pluck flowers off of their branches, they're being uprooted. So shout outs to the bloom season, because I'm going to show you a completely different perspective of what April truly means. Now get close, get close, get close. Well, how close can we get, right? I'm inside of your ear. So I want to tell you just the quick background about the Israelites and their transition through the wilderness and all the different things they experienced with Moses and Aaron. The Israelites were always complaining about every single thing. It doesn't matter how many promises or how many, you know, signs and wonders that they saw from God, they still did not believe. They still were very rebellious, stiff-necked, and just refused to listen to God. So it made their journey 10 times longer, but they also suffered so many consequences. The most interesting one is when they decided to get together and rise up on Moses and Aaron. And they're like, why are you guys the chosen ones? Why do you guys get to go before God? And when you go to the temple, you guys don't burn up and die. Why are we not allowed to do that? So it was about 250 of them. And Moses is like, bruh, are you guys not the chosen people? Has God not promised you the promised land? Now you want to fight to be the priest of the chosen people? People don't understand how hard it is to be a leader. It is so easy for followers to think that they were created to be a leader. And once it's time for them to lead, they don't realize why their sheep have scattered. Because you have to be a shepherd and you have to be a sheep. And you need to know which one you are and in which season. But that's not the message for now. But that's the context of kind of what's happening. So now at this point, Moses is like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with you guys? So what happens in the book of Numbers, chapter 17, and we're going to start at verse 1, but kind of what happens here is God has given them the final, you know, get it together, the final, if you continue to play with me, you all will die. And this became very symbolic of their rebellion. Interesting point. It became symbolic of their rebellion, not their bloom season, not their milk and honey, but their disobedience. And God said that he did this particular thing so that when they see it, they can remember what they did and they can pray that they do not die. Let's get into it. So Numbers 17, the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and get 12 staffs from them, one from the leaders of each of their ancestral tribes. Write the name of each man on its staff. On the staff of the Levi, write Aaron's name, for there must be one staff for the head of each ancestral tribe. Place them in the tent of meeting in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law, where I will meet with you. The staff belonging to the man I choose will sprout, and I will rid myself of this constant grumbling against you by the Israelites. So Moses spoke to the Israelites and their leaders and gave them 12 staffs, one for the leader of each of their ancestral tribes. Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staff before the Lord in the tent of the covenant law. The next day, Moses entered the tent and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the tribe of the Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staffs from the Lord's presence to all the Israelites. They looked at them, and each of the leaders took their own staff. The Lord said to Moses, put back Aaron's staff in the front of the Ark of the Covenant Law to be kept as a sign to the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumbling against me so that they will not die. Moses did just as the Lord commanded him. And the Israelites said to Moses, we will die. We are lost. We are lost. Anyone who comes near the tabernacle of the Lord will die. Are we all going to die? Wow. I declare and decree that in this season, anyone who has come up against you or tried to take the seeds or to uproot you, anyone who has tried to stop you from going forward, anyone who has put roadblocks in your way, that springtime, the season of blooming will be a sign to them that if they do not get out of your way, they shall perish. The Bible uses flowers and the bloom season to establish what death looks like to those who are not rooted by still waters. The bloom season represents a change. It shows that what God is going to do is about to happen, irrespective of what somebody has been trying to do in the seasons before. And if you also need more confirmation to truly understand what I'm trying to say, then I want to take you to the book of James. Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 9 through 12. Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wild flower, for the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. The blossoms fall and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having withstood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Wow. Do you understand that people cannot stop you from your glory? People cannot take away whatever God has for you. People cannot uproot your seeds. When you are declaring in Jesus' name that your life is his life, your plan is his plan. So while everybody else is so excited for spring, you need to know that it is a message to the enemy. It is a message to the people who come against you that they are not to mess with you in this season. Now for you, you get the opportunity to bloom forward. You get the opportunity to sprout and grow because you are not a flower cut away from its root or its branches. You are connected to God. And because of that, you get to bloom without worry. I cannot believe that all of this time we have been so loving and so just fascinated with flowers without understanding its true symbolic meaning. Many times we think if we don't look beautiful like a flower, if we're not appreciated like a flower, if we don't have significant value like a flower, then maybe we're not important. But God will use the things of the world, the things of the wise, to show them how foolish they are. God is not the author of what the world tries to create as beautiful. He establishes beauty. And I declare for you in this season that you will create, you will plant, and you will harvest in this season. And no man will try to take away from you what God has for you. I declare that in this season, you are going to establish that business. You're going to apply to that job. You're going to fix that relationship. You are going to open up your Bible. Whatever it is that you want, do it now. Because the message has been sent to the enemy that we are going forward and things are already happening and nothing can stop it. And all of that bickering and all that talking behind my back and all of that trying to say I'm not going to make it, it's not going to work in this season because the things have bloomed now. The flowers have bloomed now. And what they're showing you is that God is no longer playing. He's no longer playing. And if you want to wither away like the rich do, who think they're so beautiful and think they're so amazing and go about their way just assuming they're blooming and life is all great, they will not make it to fall. They will not make it to winter. But you, my dear, are rooted. And because of that, you get to celebrate in this season. I am so grateful for everything that God is doing in this atmosphere, what God is doing to reestablish the land and the law. Because for so long, we've honestly been confused about what life is supposed to look like and what life is supposed to feel like. But the Bible says to us in these verses we just read that we are to be appreciative of the fact that we are in a humble space. Do not look towards other people who have got things, whose lives are blossoming and blooming, and think that that is of God. You do not know what that is. You do not know where they got that from. If you are in a position where you know you love God and God loves you, you are the one who is blessed. You are the one who is actually rich, and you are the one who is going to get the promises. What people also don't understand is that when flowers die, new flowers are created. And I declare that as people think, okay, in this season that their life is getting better, when they wither away, that will become your portion. Sometimes we feel that we have to build everything from the bottom. No, sometimes God will gift you something that is already established and completed because someone else was wicked and irresponsible with it. This is the season where people who are blooming, thinking that they are going higher, are actually falling. And those of us who are rooted are elevating. I want you to take time to really pray that God shows you what you're supposed to do in this season so that your seed can be planted and that you won't miss the harvest that's coming. Seeds are sprouting very fast in this season because God is definitely angry about some things that have been happening, but more than anything, He's prepared to bless people. I hope that you will start to consecrate your relationship with God, that you will start to read your word, that you will start to redefine the world around you according to what's in the Bible. That when you see flowers, they don't remind you of life, but they remind you of the sign to the enemy for him to know that you will wither away just like this flower will. You will not come into my house and cause confusion. You will not cause problems. You will not terrorize my finances. You will not terrorize my mind, and you will not complicate the things in my heart. For as this flower is plucked and dies in 5 days, so shall any attempt on my life die in the same capacity. That is what you have to see from now on when you see a flower. See the beauty of how God deals with people, how he takes the foolish things, the things people think are just so amazing, and he deals with people with those things. I know that everyone's kind of going through an strange season right now because a lot is happening. And I keep saying that a lot is happening, but you do not have to fear what is happening in this season, because for you, it's very exciting. So what are some things you can do to get ready, right? To get ready for your blessing. What can you do? Number one, get into your word. You need an arsenal so you can be able to speak the things as though they are. You see what I'm saying? You need to be able to change your mind so you can understand that, no, I need to be a tree rooted. I don't want to be a flower. Maybe the roots are not sexy and the flower is beautiful and people pay a lot of money for it, but I don't need to be what's above ground. I need to know what's below ground. I need to be down there rooted in something that someone can't just come up and snatch. It's going to take them time to try to get me away. That is the type of perspective you have to have in life. Understanding the Bible from that vision gives you a different level of confidence. It gives you a different level of discernment and a different level of perseverance. I also want to deep dive into this part about humility and humbling yourself. There's nothing that you need in this season outside of everything that you got. You have everything you need. It's your responsibility to do something with it and be responsible with it. Don't look to the left or to the right and try to see what other people have. Only focus forward on what you have, because you know that you don't want to be a flower. That's not important to you. It's not important that everyone sees you and likes you right now. It's only important that you can continue to move forward in this season and get through these other seasons where your roots don't wither away, where the true blessing lies. So don't look left, don't look right. Focus on the mission forward. Ask God to reveal you and order the steps for you to get where you're going in this season. And pray that the enemy is not behind you picking up your seeds. Put a covering on everything that you are dropping in this season, because the harvest is going to come very, very quickly. Very, very, very quickly in this season. I know you might have waited 5, 6, 7 years for some of these other seeds you planted to happen, but in this season, things are happening very rapidly, rapidly. And sometimes we pray, oh God, do it for me now. And then when he does it, you're like, whoa, 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 okay, slow down, slow down. We are not slowing down in this season. We're going faster. We're going faster and faster and faster to make up for all the time that things were moving so slow, okay? So like I said, the first thing you need to do is to get into your word so you can understand how to properly apply the true knowledge, so you can readapt to what God wants you to see and not what the world has decided for you to see. The second thing you need to do is not look left and not look right, but look forward. Because at the end of the day, you're going in one direction and you want your seeds to grow exponentially. You want to plant the right things, uproot the wrong things. And you want to make sure that this harvest that's coming rapidly is exactly what you want it to be, and that God blesses that harvest tenfold. Now, the last thing, okay, that I want to submit to you is this, is to rid yourself of all of the toxic things that you have said to yourself or allowed other people to say to you. The truth is not what other people say. It's what God says you are. Flowers cannot grow. Plants cannot grow. Environments that are just draggy, dark, and unprosperous. You need to change your mind frame so the seeds you are planting have the love, the affection, and the kindness they need. You cannot be planting seeds and not expecting a harvest. You cannot be planting seeds and have doubt and disbelief. This season will only work for you if you truly believe that you are rooted and you are not plucked out. It will only work for you if you believe that God can do it exceedingly and you don't have to wait like you used to wait. Many of us still have the pain of the past inside of our heart, and it is stopping our harvest from growing. This is not the season that you want fear, intimidation, confusion, toxicity, bad company, or whatever it is that you trouble yourself with to be in your life. It is going to stunt your harvest. It is going to stunt the possibilities that God can bloom for you in this season. Protect it blooming, okay? Deal with that, because the Bible also says the way that we don't worry about how the flowers and the grass grows and how life and seasons continue to happen, we don't need to be so fixated and worried about what We can't control what other people are saying or feeling like we can do something outside of our limitations. There is a space where you end and God begins. Yeah, he's with you the whole time, but there are just levels to what you are capable of doing. And many of us have stunted our growth because we think that we can do it all. You are missing the key point in this season, and it is your relationship with God. When you take away all those other things that are taking up space, you make more room for God. So if you really want to be successful in this season, in this month of April, I'm telling you, whatever it is, take it away, get rid of it, and put God there. Put God in those areas of your life, and you are going to have the harvest that you want in this season. I hope you really enjoyed this and that you go back and you really read the entire book of Numbers and take it back to Exodus as well, because it's interesting how God really uses the Bible in a very different way. And if you're having trouble understanding the Bible from that perspective, ask God to open your eyes that you may be able to see, because there are things that are hidden in the Bible from people, so not everyone can get the truth. The truth is for those who seek it. I love you so much. I thank you for riding with me. And I pray to God that he blooms you forward in this season. I pray that you sprout up and you're beautiful. And I pray that people see that just as Aaron's rod was a symbol of their rebelliousness, I pray that when you sprout and you bloom, that the devil and the enemy know that you are covered and you cannot be touched. And if they keep messing with the God you serve, they are going to get what's coming their way. In the name of Jesus, I pray. May you be well, and I love you. Bye. Come on, Puddin. You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity. I'm Charity, entrepreneur and master curator of positive vibes. Life for me has been on the up and up, but the ride getting there, woo, that has been an interesting journey. It looks glamorous, from the luxury shopping experiences, weekend getaways to Bali, dune bashing in Dubai, and the many tastes of Africa. These experiences have just been a dip in the ocean. I've had to unlearn and learn new truths about God, love, life, and making money. Join me every Thursday as we take a ride that will change your life on Chatting with Charity. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity, and don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram @ Chatting with Charity.